Good morning, everyone. Most of us have had that bad breakup. We've had a bad relationship that's gone completely, just ended, blown up. Maybe we just had a bad period in a relationship and it led to that bad breakup. You know, so we know what it's like to have those kind of periods where you have to come up with some way to just end it as gracefully as possible. Well, the song I picked for this morning is called So Long Self. And it takes some of those cheesy breakup lines you might have heard or maybe even used and kind of plays with them. Instead of breaking up with someone else, breaking up with a lover, you know, a partner, instead it's breaking up with ourselves for the love of God. It's using these breakup lines to talk about giving up selfishness, the selfishness of the love for ourselves, and turning that love over to God, and then giving of ourselves to others. What the song is really doing is it's showing how we can follow those two great commandments I talked about yesterday, where we talked about loving God above all things. And these two great commandments come from Matthew 22:37-39. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The true love of God leads to service. That's why our Lord connected these two great commandments. When we truly love God, we will truly desire to love our neighbor, to love those around us. And this is probably one of the greatest challenges we have with the gospel message. The message of the gospel is that we are not to think of our needs, to think of what we want, but to place the needs of others and the love of God above our desires. Now, this flies in the face of human pride. Our human pride says that we want to be the greatest. We want to be the one who is better than anybody else in whatever it is we do. We want to be like the disciples. If you look in the Gospel of Mark, they actually debated over who was the greatest. They heard that our Lord told them that he would be sacrificed, that he would die for our sins. And in response, the disciples debated who was the greatest. In response, our Lord says to them, if anyone would be the first, he must be the last of all and the servant of all. Now, this is following the example of our Lord himself, who, as Mark also tells us, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is opposite of what our human pride would say. Our human pride says the greatest is those who are being served, not those who serve. So to overcome this human pride, we need to give of ourselves out of love of God and love of neighbor. And we need to be willing to say, as the song says, so long, self.